Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. It is Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into hour 2 of the big program. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, Mr. Zommers. Overcast, smoke rolling in. Apparently, there's wildfires out west, and the jet stream is bringing it here. So you look up and you say, "Oh, it's cloudy. It's going to rain." No, not really. It's just the smoke from the wildfires.
So once again, if you have asthma, consider staying indoors.
Well, yeah, certain people need to not be out in that, I suppose. But otherwise, for the rest of it, I mean, all in all, I think they're talking maybe some rain on Sunday in some parts of the state, but like the next 10-day forecast. Is beautiful fall weather, I think. Tomorrow, by the way, very special broadcast and a programming note, per se. If you're normally tuning in on Wednesdays expecting Trygve Olsen and Pat Kreitlow and talking about politics, as we normally would, just delay that one day to Thursday. I haven't asked Kreitlow yet, but Trygve's in for Thursday. So Trygve will be here. We hope Kreitlow can join us on Thursday as well.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully in hour number one, because tomorrow we are going to be doing a very special on-location show at the Majestic Theater, the Marcus Theater in beautiful Waukesha, Wisconsin, as we'll be there for the world premiere. I've never been to a world premiere, Zommers. I doubt whether I ever will be again, but tomorrow I will be at the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 World Series Milwaukee Brewers.
And even though I won't be there, I am very excited for you and to, you know, hear what everyone has to say during our show and to hear all about it after.
Yeah, me too. Our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Perry, is going to join me for at least part of the program down in Waukesha tomorrow, along with his Brewers trivia. He's a trivia buff. He is a collector, if nothing else, i.e. hoarder, like myself. He says that himself. But no, he has all this great Brewers memorabilia. He'll be there for part of the show with me. We expect Sean Hanisch to be there, the director and producer of the film, and Kelly Call, one of the producers of the film as well. They're both Wisconsin guys from Brookfield and Burlington, respectively. They're going to be there. And we might even be able to talk to a couple of former Milwaukee Brewers, either live in person or via the phone. So all of that is being worked out. But we're going to be there tomorrow. And so save your Brewers trivia. I talked to Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, over the weekend. He has a couple of really cool stories he said I can share on the air. So I'll be doing that. And I believe one of my former bosses has been on the show before. Former U.S. Congressman Scott Klug is going to be here stopping by the studio tomorrow. He's going to join us. Well, I'll be in Waukesha. You'll be here. But Klug also was in broadcasting at the time, and he also has some Brewer remembrances.
Yes, it's going to be a very fun show tomorrow, and you should definitely tune in.
Definitely tune in noon till 2 tomorrow right here on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the app as well and on YouTube, Twitter, X, Twix. Is Facebook fixed yet?
Partially.
Partially. That means they can see us but not hear us, or hear us but not see us?
No, it means that on your page it's not working, but on the 92.7 WMDX page we're streaming. I guess Zuck is still figuring out whether or not he wants to let us talk.
Now, wait a minute. What's going on here? Because not only so our Twitter feed, Civic Media Twitter feed, people can watch us on that. That's working fine. But on our show page, the Todd Albaugh, the Albaugh show page, it's not working on Twitter. And now you're telling me that neither is the show working, the show page on Facebook.
That is correct, unfortunately. I wish I had more details, but I can't figure out what's wrong.
That's fine. That's fine. Look for your new paper edition of the Todd Albaugh show arriving a week from tomorrow. On all of your favorite paper. See, I'm an analog guy living in a digital world. This is why people say, for my entire life, people have said to me, Well, they said a lot of things. But they say, don't worry, Todd. When I go to the IT person or whatever at a new job or a company or wherever, you can't mess it up. Don't worry about if I say I'm nervous. I'm nervous I'm going to hit something and it's going to disappear. Todd, don't worry. It's fine. It'll be fine. Inevitably, several days, if not hours later, I call the IT person or ask, and I get the retort back, well, how'd you do that? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how I did it. And then the other thing I get a lot is, well, I never seen that before.
Yep. I've witnessed that myself. I don't remember what it was, but that happened before.
Yes. And then people say, well, why don't you like digital stuff, Todd? Why don't you like, you know?
It seems like it doesn't like you.
It doesn't like me. That's very, very true, but that's fine. A lot of people don't. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Here's a guy who I think likes me. I like him. Ben Wickler, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. He will be here a little bit later. We're going to continue talking about the big presidential debate tonight. Join Terry Bell and myself at the news desk along with Trygve Olson, Dan Schaefer, and Angela Lang. We'll have the pregame show at 7:30 across Civic Media, and the actual debate starts at 8 on ABC. Wouldn't it be great if they have like sports announcers for this kind of stuff?
You know? And are they just doing play-by-play of, and yeah, as Donald Trump prepares his answer, he scratches his nose with his left hand.
You're too young to remember, but on ABC, they used to have on Saturdays, they had something called The Wide World of Sports with Jim McKay as the host. You could dial it up, the opening for Wide World of Sports with Jim McKay. And it was like, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun. I think they should have that kind of, Here we go. Yes.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's Wide World of Sports.
Yes. Isn't that one of the best openings ever?
It's pretty good. And also, I will say, when they say the agony of defeat, they show this like Olympic skiing event where somebody just tumbles down the hill. It's the worst fall I've ever seen in skiing. Imagine being that athlete.
I know.
And then every time they have this show, it's your worst day of your life replaying.
For years, that was shown on television. It was a ski jumper, and it was a terrible tragedy. I shouldn't be laughing, but the guy just like falls down and spirals off of the ski jump, and his skis go everywhere, and he goes everywhere. I think he survived. He was fine. Well, I'm not sure fine, but he didn't die. And they showed that for years on the opening of the agony of defeat. I think they should have openings like that for presidential debates. The thrill of victory, like when you could use Ronald Reagan when he says I refuse to expose my opponent's youth and lack of experience. Or you could use, again, you're too young to remember, in 1988. I'll give you $100 right now. I shouldn't say 100. I'll give you $20 without looking on the computer. Who is Michael Dukakis's vice presidential pick?
I have no clue.
1988, Michael Dukakis chose Lloyd Bentsen of Texas as his vice presidential running mate. And in one of the great moments of presidential or vice presidential debates, Dan Quayle, who was the vice presidential pick of George H.W. Bush, who was a young guy, and Bentsen was like in his 70s, I think, at the time. And Dan Quayle said something like, compared himself to JFK, President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And Lloyd Bentsen had one of the best comebacks of all time. And he said, Mr. Quayle, said he was senator. The senator, I knew John Kennedy. John Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no John Kennedy. And the place just went up for grabs. It was all over. So you could have that as the thrill of victory, and then the agony of defeat. Well, take your choice.
There's
been a lot of them. 855-752-4842. What are you looking for tonight in the debate? Let's go up to beautiful Eau Claire, listening on WCFW. Gene in Eau Claire, what do you got for us, Gene?
Well, I really think that they need to have some sound effects, you know, like on a game show.
Yes.
Every time Trump lies, it goes, ah, you know, or ding, 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 or right. something like that. Or if he tells the truth, it gets maybe a ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should do that. Boy, couldn't we count the lies then? That would be really sporting event instead of like, ooh. So you guys have a great night. I'm looking forward to hearing you. You'll do a great job.
Thanks, Gene. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Gene. And Gene brings up a great idea. Now, let's go to Super Bowl. Let's bring it into modern times. You have Nate Burleson on CBS, and he hosts the Super Bowl on Nickelodeon. And they have the big slime thing. How spectacular would it be every time Trump tells a lie, he gets slimed? I mean, that'd be a lot of fun, right?
Or they do just like Patrick being like, that's not what he was trying to cook. And just do that all the time.
I think Gene's on to something. It would make it more fun to watch. You could bring in Al Michaels to do a little analysis to it. Now, there we got something. Because, I mean, for political nerds like me, this is going to be fantastic. I like debates. But I understand for a lot of people, it's just dry, like a dry turkey. You don't want that. You want juicy presidential debates. What are you most looking for tonight in the presidential debate? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Matt, listening in Middleton on WMDX. Matt, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hey, Todd. I'm hoping that Kamala really makes several references, at least several, to just how extreme their party is right now and the people behind Trump, and highlight that Trump's not the only danger. It's the people behind him, the far right billionaires, the Steve Bannon and these Christian white nationalists, you know, these fascists. Really drive home the extreme condition we're in, because far too many people think that a lot of what Trump says is just bluster and he's just talking and, you know, we're America and none of this can happen. Like she needs to drive that home, that they are an extreme party and that it's very dangerous and that the threat is real, so to speak. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Matt. Thank you so very much. Really appreciate the call. That brings up an interesting point. I saw it. Give credit to whoever put it out on social media yesterday. I just can't remember. Somebody made the point that Harris thus far on the campaign trail has not used the phrase that Biden did a lot, which was, this is a threat to democracy, or this is, you know, it's all going to be over. She's tempered that message a little bit. So it'll be interesting to Matt. I agree, though, Matt, that I think that there has to be a stark contrast. I mean, basically, as long as Kamala Harris doesn't fall asleep tonight and looks competent, I think she wins. I think it's as easy as that. But we'll come back, talk about it more, 855-752-4842. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. That's what we need. I'm telling you, we're going to do that for the next debate. We're going to put together like an opening for the debate if it were Wide World of Sports. That's our project.
I would love to do that. Yeah. However, I don't know if the news team would love that we would do that.
Well, no, I'm not talking to... I appreciate your focus. I'm not talking about using it for the actual open. I'm talking about for us just to use on the show.
Just that, absolutely.
Yeah, just a little fun. You understand? And Jim, the guy whose voice was on there, the late, great Jim McKay, he was the Al Michaels of his time. He did all the Olympics and everything, of course. And now Al Michaels is at NBC, but they used like an AI version of him or something. I don't know. That's a whole other kettle of fish. 855-752-4842. What are you looking for tonight at the presidential debate between Harris and Trump? We'll carry the debate live starting at 7:30. Terry Bell, myself at the anchor desk. We have Angela Lang from Milwaukee, our new campaign, pardon me, a political editor, Dan Schaefer for the Recombobulation Area, and senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, all along with us for our pregame show at 7:30, and then the debate kicks off at 8 p.m., the ABC debate. We have to say that, or the lawyers get upset. The ABC debate on Civic Media.
So thanks for saying that.
Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Listening on Madison's WMDX, Kurt in Madison. Thanks for calling in, Kurt. What say you?
Okay, so they're on the stage, and you have the three panelists who are the fact checkers, and then they're dressed and just behaving just like they did in the Gong Show. They have a big gong. If someone tells a lie, any one of the panelists can get up, grab the mallet, and slam the gong.
Yes. Zomers, dial up the theme to the Gong Show. We'll get, Kurt is, have to be a certain age like myself. Are you talking like the new Gong Show with Mike Myers? Or are you talking the original Gong Show?
The original was the best and only.
Yes. And with J.P. Morgan and Jamie Farr at the judge's desk.
Yes.
That was absolute. Yes. And we could have, during a certain point in the debate, we could bring out Gene Green, the dancing machine.
Yeah, it looks like Gene, the dancing machine.
Gene, the dancing machine. Fire it up, Sommers. Remember this, Kurt. Here we go. Here's from the Gong Show.
From Hollywood, almost live, it's the Gong Show.
Your host and the star of our show, the incurably outrageous Mr. Chuck Berry.
That's what we need. We need a Chuck Berry type of host and Gene, the dancing machine. Maybe Gene from Eau Claire would fill that role for us. You're on to something, Kurt. I love it. That's what we need, more production in presidential debates.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you, Kurt. That was a fantastic call. That's a great idea. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Karina, listening on WAUK in Waukesha. Karina's calling us from beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where we will be tomorrow. Karina, thanks for calling. What are you looking for tonight in the presidential debate?
Well, Todd, honestly, I wish, see, on a serious note, I wish that Kamala Harris will have a chance to point it out how much Trump lies out loud and continue repeatedly lie. And maybe there is a miracle. Mm-hmm. And those, I call them MAGA, not the MAGA, but the MAGAs. A party, because they are maggots, you know. Mm. They are the worst, and the people who listening to them and following them finally will have some sight to look and check the facts.
Right.
If we cannot check the facts on every second, then maybe if she can point it out that he is lying, like just lying, purely lying with facts, with the things what never happened, with the things that people never said, and this is my hope. And you know, I love the fact that we can use a Nickelodeon slam going right on his head, or maybe dunk. Right. Dunk would be nice, you know. Dunking him in the slam will be awesome, you know. Orange with green looks real good.
I think that's a great point, and obviously we're being a little lighthearted here, Karina. Thanks. But you're right. I appreciate the call, Karina. But you're right. For Vice President Harris, it's going to be tantamount for her taking a drink from a fire hose. The amount of lies that are coming from Donald Trump tonight, and I don't know that she should, can, or will address every single one of them, because then all you're doing is keeping you're continually responding to his, you're playing defense, is my point. I think at some point she just says something like, look, if that's what you're looking for, talking about the past, vote for him, but here's my plan. You know, I think there are specific lies that she's going to have to address and call out. You know, if he says something like the ridiculous one he's saying on the stump right now, that Democrats in certain states are allowing post-birth abortions, i.e. murder. That is a lie. That is completely false. Nowhere in America does that happen or allowed to happen or illegal. She'll have to point that out, right? Or that somehow the 2020 election was rigged or stolen. Again, a complete lie. She has to point that out. 855-752-4842. Dick in Madison. Dick, what do you got for us?
It's along the same lines. It's almost impossible with Top Kurt's idea. But in her closing statement, because she can't do it in real time, otherwise she's just going to burn the whole night answering, like mm-hmm. you said. In her closing statement, she goes, "My campaign has followed this closely, fact-checked it, and everything will be in with the site that it's going to be."
That's good. I like that a lot, Dick.
In her closing statement. And it won't take but a few seconds, and then she can go into the rest of it.
Yeah.
She could say something to the effect that they've came so fast and furious, there was no way that I could actually rebut them in the actual real time. So here they are.
I like that a lot. I appreciate the call, Dick. 855-752-4842. Yeah, I think that's really smart. And my guess is, based on how well the Harris team has done on social media and whatnot so far, I'll be surprised if they don't have some sort of a site that she will direct people to and say, "Hey, here, this is where the fact check is going to happen, and we'll actually have the facts for you. So here's where you could go." I think people are trying to set this up so high, the bar so high for Harris, as to, well, she didn't do this, and it's this whole stupid narrative, in my opinion, about, well, she's not doing enough interviews. Give me a break. She's done the amount that she needs. And again, if this were a man who has done what she has done in 30 days and has turned the polls around and is leading in most states, would they say the same thing? I think not. What we need is Gene, the dancing machine, on the way out. Stay tuned. Last segment, last half hour of the All Ball Show is next. Dance away, Gene, the Gong Show on Civic Media.
So, all right, let's give him another chance. Lay it on now. Here it comes.
The Civic Media's Gong Show here on the Civic Media Radio. No, it's the Todd Allball Show. Although the Gong Show may be more entertaining for a lot of people. Welcome back, 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We have stumbled on to one of my favorite eras in television history. I'm not sure if it says on there, and Jeff Perry would probably know, I believe that was on ABC, but I could be wrong. If you find it, let me know. The Gong Show.
I know what year this aired. It was in December of 1977.
1977.
But I don't know what network it was on.
I don't think it was a CBS show. So it would have been ABC or NBC, if memory serves. The original Gong Show with Chuck Berry.
NBC.
NBC. All right. An NBC program. It was a lot. So what they would do, the premise of the Gong Show, the original Gong Show was, you would find, it was kind of like a poor person's version of America's Got Talent. And they have just regular people come on, and some of them would be really good, like a really great singer or a really great magician or whatever. And then they would intentionally, of course, let through acts that were just stupid. I remember one of them was two people, one person sat in a chair and the other person basically bent down and had their buttocks up, and the person used their buttocks as bongos and played a song on their butt. And so the panelists were celebrities, or kind of B-list celebrities. There was J.P. Morgan and Jamie Farr. I think William Shatner was a guest a couple of times. And then the celebrity guest panel would give the performance, I think it was a rating of 1 to 10, as a score if you got through to the end of the performance. But if they thought it was bad enough, they could get up and take their mallet that they had on their, each of them had a mallet, and they could gong the gong behind them, and then it was all over and you were disqualified.
I really want to watch this.
It was hilarity ensued. And it was just, and Chuck Berry, of course, was just a certain type of host who was probably drunk half the time on the air, but that's what made it even more fun.
Allegedly, this is according to Wikipedia. Mm. I don't know what sources they've cited.
Right.
Allegedly, no, there were, quote, Barris initially appeared somewhat ill at ease as host, but before long, he was working so loosely on camera that many viewers assumed he was intoxicated from alcohol or other drugs. In a later interview with the Archive of American Television, Barris recounted that he was never drunk and forbade the use of drugs by anyone in his production company.
Very interesting.
So at least allegedly,
according to Wikipedia,
Barris, no drugs or alcohol.
Chuck Barris was never drunk. I might have said Barry. I apologize. Chuck Barris was the great host. And he'd always clap his hands, look at the camera, you know, coming up. We got a great, oh, she's so good. This, you're gonna love her. Coming up here, we got, you know, Jamie whatever, you know, and she's going to dance for you. He was fantastic.
I really want to watch this show now. It sounds very entertaining.
All right, well, we're talking, speaking of entertainment, high entertainment indeed on tap for tonight right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Starting at 7:30, our pregame show for the presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. Special coverage starts at 7:30. Our news director, Terry Bell, and myself, we're going to wear tuxedos with flowery frilly down the middle. That's what Chuck Barris used to wear. And then we're going to have a panel. Our panel is going to be with mallets and a gong, Trygve Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Also, Dan Schaefer, our new political editor at Civic Media of the Recombobulation area, and Angela Lang, who will be the star of the whole thing, and she'll keep us on the straight and narrow. We have the people. Terry Bell and I can share Chuck Barris's duties together.
It's going to be a great production.
We've talked it up way too much. It won't be nearly as good as what we've just talked up.
Well, considering gongs are very expensive, I can just play a sound effect.
There'll be no actual gong tonight on our coverage. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Again, coming up on the program, if they're listening, they're like, why are we sending this? Why are we sending Ben on this program? No. Ben Wickler, who we're always happy to have here, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Here's one of the many reasons I think the world of Ben Wickler. Number one, he wins. He's very successful as the chair of the Wisconsin Democrats. Number two, he knows how to raise money and organize. And number three, and to the point I've kind of been getting at, he knows how to have fun. I mean, since he's been chairman, they've done these really cool fundraisers where they bring in people of past popular social pop culture media and have raised a lot of money. Whether it was from the cast of The West Wing, I think they did something with Veep, right? And Julia Louis-Dreyfus. They've had other people come on, and they know how to have fun. And I think for a lot of years, as a former Republican myself who left the party in 2011, there was this perception that, oh, you know, Democrats are so serious, they're always policy-driven, and they can't laugh at themselves, and they can't have fun. Well, Ben Wickler comes along and just blows that stereotype right out of the water.
And it's been enormously successful.
So Ben Wickler will be here in about 8 minutes or so, and he will be talking to us about the debate tonight and how you can get a yard sign. That's what he's going to solve the mystery, how you can get a yard sign. So that's good news as well. If you'd like to weigh in, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I want to play this cut from Stuart Stevens, speaking of the Lincoln Project, another senior advisor. And here's another thing I think in tonight's debate. Vice President Harris is a million times smarter than me and her staff. They'll know how to do it. But I hope that she works into the debate tonight how broad her campaign is in terms of popularity and inclusion. And we've talked a lot about on this program as someone who ran a lot of races, who won a lot but lost a few as well. that in order to win a race like we're looking at right now for president, you have to broaden your appeal. You have to go beyond your base. It doesn't matter whether it's a MAGA Republican or a Democrat. You have to broaden your appeal, because if it's truly a base election and only people who identify 100% as Republican vote for Trump, he will lose. If only people who identify as Democrats vote for Harris, she will lose. Whoever wins this race is going to have the ability to reach out, at least in part, and pull other people into their party, their at least their base, into their campaign. And no one done it better, in my opinion, than Vice President Harris and Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. So much so that former Republican Congresswoman from Wyoming, Liz Cheney, who was on the bipartisan January 6th committee, and her dad, former Vice President Dick Cheney, under former Republican President George W. Bush, Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney have endorsed and said they will vote for Kamala Harris. Stuart Stevens, a former Republican operative, now with the Lincoln Project, had this to say about the importance of the Cheney's endorsements.
Listen, I think that if you believe, as they have expressed, and as I believe, and as many former Republicans believe, that Donald Trump is an existential threat to the country, the only logical, moral conclusion to come to is endorse Harris. It's a binary choice. One of these two people is going to be president of the United States. So, you know, it's just so striking. I worked closely with Liz in debate prep for her dad in 2000, 2004. I wrote a book about the Bush campaign and predicted she'd run for president. She's that impressive. That the Republican Party doesn't have room for a Cheney. Just think about that. It just shows the collapse of the party as a traditional center-right American political party.
Stuart Stevens of the Lincoln Project helped in a lot of races, including W. Bush's, including Mitt Romney's. A great point. That MAGA Republicanism have reached a point where it cannot make room for Dick Cheney. MAGA Republicanism has made and gotten to the point where it no longer has room for a Paul Ryan. Think about that for a minute. How can you win elections if you're that far to the right? I mean, that's not even right. That's like off the cliff, in my opinion, loony bin. I'm not trying to be small and just call names. I'm just saying that when you come to Mosinee, Wisconsin, I've been to Mosinee, just south of Wausau, and you tell folks that your actions in another term are going to be bloody in deporting people, talking about violence. When you come to Mosinee, Wisconsin, if you're Trump, as he did last weekend, and talk about having elections stolen, which we know factually is a lie. It's been litigated in court, including Trump-appointed judges. No basis to it whatsoever. And telling people in Mosinee, Wisconsin this weekend that the only way that we're going to lose is if the election is rigged again and stolen. A lie. It was not rigged. It was not stolen in 2020. Telling people that one of the first things he's going to do in Mosinee, Wisconsin this weekend is get rid of the Federal Department of Education and put people like Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, in charge of education. Not making that up. That's what he said. Ron Johnson, who, to my knowledge, has zero experience in education. And in doing all these things, what he's doing is dividing. You understand? What about that? Those things I just rattled off? What about that is appealing to anybody but who is not MAGA? How do you reach out to your base and grow your vote total if you're Donald Trump, if you're saying things like that repeatedly? And then adding personal attacks on, calling Vice President Harris, you know, Comrade Harris, saying she's a communist, saying she's a socialist, questioning her ethnicity. How do you broaden your base? I asking these questions seriously because I truly think there are people out there listening today who are critical thinkers. And maybe you're kind of on the fence. I know there are actually a few people out there who are conflicted about how they're going to vote in November. And that's okay. The cool thing is you are going to vote. Please vote. Regardless of who you're voting for, vote. Participate. But ask yourself, who's reaching out and connecting with you? Forget about the name calling and the rhetoric. Who's talking about things that affect your life today? Who's talking about the future? Who's talking about things that affect your bottom line, your kitchen table? Who's talking about real healthcare solutions? Who's talking about real childcare solutions? I know others have talked about this quote. I think we might have played part of it, Zomers. You could correct me. But when asked last week about childcare, he went on a rambling rant. Just a rambling rant. So as you listen tonight on Civic Media starting at 7:30, or you're watching on ABC, ask yourself which candidate seems coherent. Which candidate would you leave your child with? Which candidate would you leave your parent with if they were disabled? Which candidate would you want to have a beer with, quite frankly? I know that to some that's trite. Because I think Kamala Harris seems like a lot of fun. And she wouldn't talk down to you if you were having a beer together. And she could actually talk about sports. And she could actually talk about what it's like to work your way up. Join us tonight, 7:30, game time, pregame time, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll come back and talk to the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. He won't come on if I say make that mistake again. Ben Wickler is next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour at 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News time, depending upon which station you are listening to. A little weather and sports, and then the great Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn, followed by the fantastic new show, the Dom Salvia Show from 4 until 6. We got Pete Schwabba after that with Nightlight. And then at 7:30 tonight, I'll be joined by Civic Media News Director Terry Bell, along with Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project, Dan Schaefer, our new political editor here at Civic Media, and Angela Lang of Milwaukee. And we'll have the pregame show for the ABC News debate, the presidential debate between Harris and Trump. Tip-off time starts at 8 p.m. And right here to break it down for us, the fantastic, we've been talking about you a couple of times, Mr. Wickler. He is the chair of the Democratic Party Wisconsin, Mr. Ben Wickler. Chairman Wickler, how are you?
I am fired up and man, is there a fight ahead of us in the state of Wisconsin up and on the ballot? This is go time for anyone who cares about the future of democracy.
Yeah, it really is. I want to get to the debate in a minute, but I've been traveling around the state quite a bit recently. And we talked about this in the show yesterday. I don't want to go too deep into it, but I just want to get some people who've been asking on the show in terms of yard signs, or say, hey, I want a sign. How do I get a sign? Is there a website? Is there a number? Because I mean, it's been ticking me off a little bit because I've been driving around and I've been seeing a lot of Republican, particularly Trump signs out and about the rural areas. And I know they're from I know yard signs don't vote, or I would have been in the state assembly. and also, I know that there is a certain time frame these things are coordinated in. So explain to folks how this works and how they can get a sign.
Absolutely. So the thing to know is that we have taken it upon ourselves, both working with the presidential campaign here and over and above that through the state party, to put in massive yard sign orders, and we are in the final countdown of waiting for those to arrive. So the latest that they could come is first thing Monday, a week from yesterday. I wish, you know, they'd been here weeks and weeks ago. Folks may remember that on the Democratic side, unlike the Republican side, there's been something of a switch in the nature of the ticket.
Really?
The Republican side decided for some reason not to have the same vice presidential candidate. I can't remember exactly why that happened, but they've had since the J.D. Vance came on board, and obviously most signs are just about Mr. Donald himself. Mm-hmm. On the Democratic side, we're in a new day, and we had a national convention that had about 100 different printed materials times 18,000 people in the arena. That took precedence before the signage, batches started in huge numbers. So we are almost there, but our goal is to outsign the Republicans, to have signs all over the place, not just yard signs, but also barn signs, the big highway signs. Those will go out to every county party in the state. So if you live in a county in Wisconsin, you can call your county chair and say, you know, let me know as soon as you've got them, or put my name down because I want one as soon as I go. But it is not their fault. We're all waiting on those trucks to arrive in the state of Wisconsin, and we are very excited about it. And if you go to wisstems.org, you can find the listing of all the county party chairs and reach out to them that way, or just Google your local county Democratic Party name.
So wisdems.org. Wisdems.org is a great place to start. Mr. Zomers will put that in the show notes. Chairman Wickler, give us the lay of the land. What are you expecting tonight in the debate?
Well, I think we're going to see a real contrast, to put it very mildly. We have Kamala Harris, daughter of the middle class, prosecutor, someone who believes in hope and a new way forward, focused on the future, wants to protect our freedom, wants to get the government out of your bedroom, and wants to bring down costs and take on special interests to support the middle class. And we have Donald Trump, who is a showman, con man, wildly distractible, and is running, trying to rebrand Project 2025, but in fact is running on Project 2025, very, very proud that he killed Roe versus Wade, thinks that's the greatest thing that he's ever done, endorsed Florida's extreme abortion ban, and will probably be trying to duck the toxicity of his actual positions. So, you know, he's a consummate liar. His constant lies make it hard for people to fact check him in real time. His team insisted on muting microphones because they don't trust their candidate to be able to contain himself. But I think the thing to listen for is, what is Kamala Harris going to lay out that she plans to do as president of the United States, and then to help make sure that Trump can't get away with the kind of galloping lies that spew from his mouth every time he's in front of a microphone. I think that contrast between someone who has both a track record and life experience to be credible when she talks about her plans versus the former liar in chief in Donald Trump, that's probably what we're going to see on stage.
I said earlier in the show, since you've been chairman, number one, you know how to raise money. You know how to connect with people. But the cool thing about you is, Ben, you know how to have fun as well, which I love about you. But you know this state better than most politically. One of the cool things I've told you, agree or disagree, in order to win Wisconsin, the person who wins Wisconsin statewide, you have to be able to appeal beyond your base voters and bring in other people. One side goes up to Mosini and talks about, you know, just lie after lie about the election. On and on. The other side, in Tim Walz and Kamala Harris, are broadening the base. You have both Liz and Dick Cheney. I know for some people that rubs them the wrong way. What's your take on this? I think I'm open opportunity. This is a coalition for me. If you're going to vote for Harris to Walz, I don't care why. God love you. Welcome.
Politics is the art of addition, not subtraction. And Democrats win when we have a big tent. We can disagree about this, that, and the other thing after we elect Harris and Walz, and I'm sure the different folks will. But if you believe that we should actually have a democracy in this country, if you think that we should have the peaceful transition of power, if you think that the government shouldn't be going into exam rooms and into people's personal lives and overriding their medical decisions, those are all reasons to vote for Harris and Walz and against Trump. And you can think about one of those things and still vote for them. Trump is trying to not only, you know, repel people who might disagree, but create purity tests and purge everyone who disagrees with him. He's been talking about throwing his political opponents in jail across the political spectrum. Mm. His is a plan for a dictatorship, essentially. He's called it a dictatorship on day one. That's what's in Project 2025. That's what he wants to do. And, you know, Wisconsin is, it's not only the land of the nail biter, it's also the land of the ticket splitter. It's the land of the swing voter and swing county. It's a place where to win in a big way, you need to have some bedrock values that unite people across the political spectrum. I see that in Harrison Walz. I don't see it in Trump.
Agreed. I've given you all of 1 minute left. I know your schedule is tight. You go wherever you want to go. You want to talk about the third, the eighth, the first. You tell me what you want to talk about in Wisconsin in 1 minute.
Man, this election is unlike so many others because this year we have fair maps. We have a chance to flip the state assembly majority, throw Robin Voss out of power. In the state Senate, we can win 4 state Senate seats and make it a chamber where people have to compromise. We can flip House seats. We can reelect Tammy Baldwin, and we can win the presidency right here in Wisconsin. Your vote has more power this year in this place than almost anyone has ever had in the history of world politics. Use it. Recruit other people to use it. Volunteer. Let's get out and vote.
And you wonder why this guy gets it done? Ben Wickler, ladies and gentlemen, chairman of the Wisconsin Democrats. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so very much. Thanks to everybody who joined in today as well. We appreciate it. Mr. Zimmer is doing a great job on the board. We'll see you tonight at 7:30 for the pregame show. Democratic and Republican debate presidential starts at 8 o'clock. We'll see you tomorrow from Waukesha. Until then, keep banging your drum.